America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We always tee it up with the true insiders inside the Beltway and, frankly, outside of the Beltway, too. California's Justin Duckham joins us. I just found out that Justin grew up in Santa Cruz. I knew, folks, there was a reason I liked Justin. He had sort of a laid-back attitude, and that fits with many of the people that I was friendly with and still am friendly with in the Bay Area and even Central California when I lived in Pismo Beach. I know a lot of people are listening to us in those areas in California. So, Justin, how about that? You traded in a surfboard for a suit in D.C. Wow, not many Californians do that.
That's very true, and sometimes I question the wisdom of my decision. But nevertheless, I'm having a lot of fun out here, even though I don't get to the beach nearly as much as I would like.
Yeah, no kidding. And really the best area, I think, I mean, you could go to Rehoboth or Ocean City, Maryland, but they're so crowded, those beaches, compared to, like, Santa Cruz and the colder Pacific. I like Annapolis. If you go and hang out in Annapolis, there's some neat little nooks and crannies there, I think. And of all the places near where you are, that's kind of a good area to hang out.
Oh, no, it's certainly true. You know, we have, you know, some good places. I went to Rehoboth a little while back, and, you know, being a California guy, I was just marveling at the fact that I was going to Delaware to have fun. That just seemed like a phrase I would never say.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that one. Well, it doesn't seem like they're going to have as much fun as they thought with this immigration reform, so-called gang of 8654. Who knows? Because a lot of people are dropping off. There's lots of egos involved, lots of hard feelings. And one of the big key fights, one of the first key hurdles is coming up in this reform bill. What's the latest on that? What's the buzz in D.C. over it?
Well, right now there's just sort of an argument over how long this is going to take in order for it to come forward, and there's no consensus on just a general timeline as of now. We had Marco Rubio initially saying that this was going to take much longer than many people expected and that there were going to be multiple hearings. We've also heard Patrick Leahy now say that he is only has one hearing planned. We had Jeff Sessions saying that it is going to be taking months. But at the same time, we also had Lindsey Graham saying that it could theoretically be ready as soon as next week if they really put their minds to it. So it's a very difficult thing right now. There's still some infighting going on over what exactly they're going to be calling the bill. There are a lot of big egos in the conversation. You know, the president, of course, has to preserve his legacy, and there is Marco Rubio who harbors 2016 ambitions working on it. So it's certainly going to be an interesting thing to see unfold. But we know that the president is optimistic about it, as he told supporters today in California, more so with this than he is for gun control legislation.
Yeah, speaking of gun control, I was going to ask you about that. That's where he was speaking, as you said, in the Golden Coast. And while he's out there, of course, that's music to the ears of a lot of Californians. But I think the president realized he's ratcheting up that conversation because they've got to start to get people in line to see if they even have enough votes, right?
They certainly do. And right now we are seeing some concerted efforts going underway by the NRA to try to change some of the language in the final version of the Senate bill. We see that they're going after some of the language that was put in to go after straw purchases, saying that in some instances straw purchasers should be allowed to maintain their arsenal if they are convicted. So it's time is really of the essence because it looks like more and more of this is being chipped away. But nevertheless, we see the White House ready to go for it. It looks like it's going to be one of the top priorities when the Senate returns next month. And it also looks like on the same front there has been a series of state victories that have kind of gone hand-in-hand with this. You know, of course, today we saw Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy sign a state piece of legislature that was much more comprehensive than anything we're expecting to see from the Senate. And we also saw Maryland this week pass a separate law that would require some additional background checks and whatnot. So it looks like the will in the public, at least at the state level, is here. But nevertheless, this is going to be a pretty bruising battle.
Yeah. One last thing, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce came out on Thursday and unveiled some of their recommendations that would maybe even repeal a chunk of Dodd-Frank, the financial reform law. They say its time has come. It's, we got to overhaul this thing because it's not right how we're overseeing financial markets. And of course, they put those recommendations to Congress and other regulators. And it includes a couple of different things, including heightened checks, if you will. That's the best way to say it, on some of the new agencies created by Dodd-Frank. You know, this is some of the criticism that's certainly out there. Do you think this goes anywhere, these recommendations today? Will they care about the Chamber of Commerce, kind of give them lip service on the Hill and move on?
That's quite likely what's going to happen. You know, it's no surprise, really, that the Chamber of Commerce has been against quite a number of provisions in Dodd-Frank. That would just sort of be within their typical interest. But nevertheless, they have been moving forward. It looks like this is going to give some ammunition, at least to, you know, some pretty far members of the right who have been pretty critical of Dodd-Frank thus far and have called for its full repeal. But I don't see this really moving forward with the White House, of course, and with the Senate Democrats. Of course, this is going to be done in a rival. But nevertheless, it is, the Chamber of Commerce trying to flex their muscles on something that, historically, has been sort of one of the least controversial aspects of Obama's administration.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Justin Duckham, I hope you can find some rays eventually there in D.C.
One can hope.
Thank you. You have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Coming up here in this hour of America Tonight, lawyers, guns, and money. Oh, yeah. We'll be addressing all three of those. Plus, talking about some odds and ends. Sadly, one of the ends comes to a very famous movie critic, one that probably many of you watched at some point in your life, Robert Ebert. He was that everyday kind of guy. He loses his battle with cancer at the age of 70. And you think back to the old footage of Siskel and Ebert, and that really spawned some imitators. And it, I think, even pushed more the critics' point of view. There were always and have always been film critics, but they really exploded on the screen. And the way they did it, the thumbs up, the thumbs down, they made themselves household names. And we do cheap movie reviews on our weekend show as we head into the weekend. So it's perfect. We can talk a little bit about what he meant to the industry and also some of the new flicks that are coming out. Plus, fired Rutgers coach is still getting a whole bunch of dough. People are outraged by this. This story isn't going away anytime soon, especially in New Jersey and in New York, because they have the big papers, the New York Post and the New York Times and the Herald and whatnot. So the flames are being fanned constantly over Mike Rice and the fact that he's getting this $100,000 bonus for longevity. That was what was in his contract. It's a whole severance package deal, and they're working out all the details of this. He was in his, he had completed his third year as the Scarlet Knights coach. He had a miserable record for that team. Now people are talking about the AD and talking about the president of the school that they should be fired. And it brings up the whole bullying thing, a bullying kind of coach. This guy needed anger management the second he stepped foot on the hardwoods at Rutgers. Hang with us. We're booting it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
America.
She's pure as milk.
If you can't get enough of America tonight, but you just want to listen at different times of the day, I understand that, get the Kate Delaney app. Go to GCN and the website and get the Kate Delaney app. In fact, I think Nathan Reeder is in the wings. He is at our mothership. Nathan. You know, getting the app, it's real. Isn't it easy to get the app at GCN? You can download the app.
Yes, absolutely, it's easy. That's what apps are made for, right?
To be right. Easy. So they just go to the main website. What's the main website's address? I'm going to give you a quiz. What is it?
GCNlive.com.
Woohoo! You passed. You've worked how long at the network?
The beginning of February. So
I'm like the guinea pig tester. They throw all of you guinea pigs in the wheelhouse with me, don't they?
Well, at least after a little bit. After they go through Jack McLam, yes.
Then I'm next on the list. I love that. All right.
Well, you're pretty nice. I think that's why you get the ringer.
There you go. GCNlive.com. You heard it from the lips of Nathan. That's where you can download the Kate Delaney app, and you can listen to America Tonight whenever you want. Also here at the top, hello to my friends in Japan. Getting a lot of mail from Tokyo and the outskirts because so many people are listening there. Woo! We like it. Good deal. Learn a little English, learn a little American politics, mixing in a little entertainment value for your tunage here. All right, you don't have to be totally high to listen to the show, but I don't know, maybe some people smoke a little pot now and then who listen to America Tonight, or maybe
yeah,
others
maybe.
Think it's a gateway drug. A majority of Americans now support legalizing marijuana use. Check this out, the Pew Research Center, and they're good because we're not talking Democrat, Republican, or any other political leanings with the Pew people. It's the first time, though, public support has crossed 50%. That's crazy. 52% of Americans say marijuana should be legal, compared to just 45% who said it should be illegal. And so that means, and this is why I'm even mentioning it here, the level of support has jumped 11 points in the last 3 years. Support really high with young adults. That's not a surprise. You know, a lot of kids are smoking pot in high school. Marijuana, I think it may even be more prevalent than in the 80s, 90s, and just 8 years ago, we'll say. But really in the 80s, and I'll say 80s and 90s. Because I think more and more kids are smoking pot from everything that I've heard from people who teach and whatnot. So the biggest change is support appears to be in the recent years is the shift away from people that look at marijuana as a moral issue. Isn't that interesting? Just 7 years ago, 50% of people who were surveyed said smoking pot was morally wrong. You are morally bankrupt. It's wrong. You shouldn't do it. Now only 32% say that. A full 50% saying, you want to smoke some dope? It's not a moral issue one way or the other. So,
can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Some more things I'm going to tell you about. So, as I said, the younger American adults, that would be millennials. So people born since 1980 support legalization. But just because there's a poll out that says supporting legalization, I mean, who are the lawmakers? Who are the people that would even discuss legalizing marijuana? Think of the age gap there. And that tells you probably all you need to know. Plus, there are a lot of therapists, family therapists, drug therapists, people who are in rehab facilities who will tell you that no, marijuana absolutely opens the door for so many other things, so it's deadly to go down that road, and you can't be fooled by that. Do you think that any pot smokers out there think that it's a deadly road to go down? I mean, you could make the argument that, well, people that drink and drive, how dangerous is that? Your car, really get bombed. Your car is now like a loaded gun, just shooting off in lots of different directions because you might make the wrong turn here or there. I always hate to read about drunk driving accidents where families are killed or just really anyone is killed by a drunk driver, because I always think to myself when I read the details that, okay, XYZ guy, 18-year-old so-and-so, 35-year-old female came out of the bar and was speeding, coming around the corner at wherever and smashed into a family of three, and they were all instantly killed. Whatever scenario it is, and they're every single day, if they say something like every couple of minutes that's happening. I'm saying drunk driving accidents, and it, to me, it's so preventable, because if you're sloshed, off your cam, rip-roaring drunk, can't somebody drive the person home? Can't somebody call a cab, pour them into the cab, get them to where they need to be? Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be great if we would have more of that happening?
Duh.
And
winning.
Yeah. So if you want to have a good time, I don't understand why you get behind the wheel. Now, people will make the argument about then pot. So what if somebody is a habitual pot smoker? Are they altered when they're driving? Seriously, are you as altered as the drunk person? Can you drive down Mulholland Drive and feel confident you're not going to somehow smash into somebody in front of you or cause some kind of an an accident. Biker says, if you want to be stupid, smoke pot. Freedom of choice. I agree with what he's saying. Freedom of choice. We live in America, and it is you. If you want to pollute your body with whatever you want to pollute your body with, or you think it's a positive thing, or you want to do whatever mind-altering thing you do, it is up to you to make that decision. But when you endanger other people, then that becomes, I think, where all bets are off. But the problem is regulating that and deciding. It's just like texting and cell phones. So you have distracted driving, texting, cell phones, just somebody paying attention to something else. And then you have drunk driving, and you have people who are altered on some kind of drugs who are driving not at 100% capacity. And as Cop says, pot affects people in different ways. I had a writer friend, brilliant writer. You would know his name from California if I said it, but I don't want to out him because I don't think he tells people he's a big-time pot smoker. But he's like from the Bill Maher class of pot smoking, although he doesn't tell people that. And he's a great writer. But he does say he will not, like, he'll walk around his neighborhood. He'll stay in what we call the bubble instead of subjecting himself to the opportunity of maybe being a little altered behind the wheel, you know. But isn't it interesting that the numbers have changed when it comes to people who are supporting the idea of legalized marijuana? See, the thing about legalizing marijuana is when we're going through Stockton's bankrupt, California's falling into the Pacific Ocean, there are several other cities in America that are struggling, and even states, Illinois, it's crazy what people are subjected to taxation-wise. So if you legalize marijuana and tax it, what do we get out of it? And what's interesting is the lawmakers, who I believe with their demographics do not support at all legalizing marijuana, but eventually that may change 30 years, 25 years, however long it takes when you have the new crop, the millennials become lawmakers from that crop of people, then that changes. But why wouldn't they, in a way, support legalizing marijuana? Because they want to get their hands on any kind of money they can. So by taxing it, you would get money through that. I mean, that would be another source, another channel, another vertical, as they say in entrepreneur worlds. It'd be another vertical. You could get more taxes out of it because, sure, people who are going to go buy marijuana, they'll pay the tax on it, right? They'll pay the tax. All right, Mimi, on the flip side, more gruesome news when it comes to law enforcement and the possibility of being shot in cold blood in broad daylight.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Sister, I say, why can't we legalize the stuff? Although the cartel wouldn't like it very much, would they? But I don't understand the prim and proper nose in the air attitude about weed. It makes absolutely no sense to me. If people smoked a little weed, they'd probably mellow out and we wouldn't be as uptight in this country as we are. But seriously, I hope before the millennials actually graduate and move into a position of possibly being elected for higher office that we do see some movement and pot is legalized. After all, it is helping some cancer patients and it is certainly helping glaucoma, people that suffer with that, and many other types of diseases where smoking a little pot would help people and go a long, long way. This is why the advent of medical marijuana. People are just too uptight. Yeah, you know, there are, of course, a slew of medical benefits. That's why he's right. Medical, medicinal marijuana, all that stuff. Like even people who have AIDS, when they're dying of AIDS, that's what will be prescribed often because of the appetite thing. And pot dispensaries in California are huge. I mean, Colorado, that's the whole marijuana in Colorado thing. But still, I just don't think with the attitudes, he was calling nose in the air, the provincial attitudes in some areas, that you will really ever jam marijuana through, not anytime soon. Although it's interesting the poll that was taken and how that's flipped around. And that is because of the younger generation. And once they get in the position of being electable, then, yeah, I think maybe that changes. But I don't think it changes. It doesn't change anytime soon. Let's, you know, put it that way. A carryover. If you want to throw in your two cents, you certainly can. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. 5283. Wonder if he was stoned that time around because he shot me that email pretty quickly. So I'm going to say, yeah, maybe not. Maybe he wasn't stoned. David from San Francisco, he wants to throw in his two cents, I think, on this one. So, David, how are you?
Well, good. Kate, how are you? Pretty good. We've got a nice night out here. Hey, you know, I heard you talking about the legalization of hemp, and, you know, I personally think it's much much larger conspiracy why they outlawed it. If you look, I used to have a girlfriend that worked at a college library, and she would show me all of the brand new books as they came in, and I once read a monograph on the economics of hemp, and in it, this guy describes from basically long before 1776 to about the 1930s, hemp was approximately one-third of the American economy, a third of it. I mean, when you imagine paper alone, much less there was burlap, there was rope, there were all sorts of oils and all sorts of different products. There was high-quality cloth, there was cheap cloth, you know, like burlap bags. And so when they outlawed hemp, they actually outlawed one-third of the American economy. And it's so profoundly stupid to have done that. And then in addition, they pretty much damaged a lot of our environment because hemp was such a strong, you know, as a weed, it held in the soil. It was great for erosion. And so when they started doing eradication, they started losing topsoil. So when you start looking at who outlawed it, William Randolph Hearst was kind of the father of yellow journalism.
Yeah.
He, as I understand it, you know, he was the guy that created the Spanish-American War by just drumming up a war that didn't happen, and then he caused it to happen. And in it, he ended up owning a huge amount of land in the Philippines and in Mexico. And because paper was predominantly made with hemp before, he didn't know what to do with all of the forests that he inherited through the Spanish-American War. So he was going to turn trees into paper. And so he essentially, by outlawing hemp, he kind of cornered the market on paper. And so he's probably created more desert in Mexico than anybody else.
And you know what? So for people listening, you're very knowledgeable on this, and you're absolutely right. Because I went to Hearst Castle, you know where that is in Central California, and they talk all that stuff. They talk about some of that there. They've got things on display that you can see. And isn't it interesting because he had the money and the power, so he controlled what he could for his interests.
Well, that's right, and I personally think it even goes deeper than that because to decimate one-third of the American economy, I mean, his holdings were vast all around the country, but he didn't really have any need to destroy a third of the economy, but he did. And in the long run, if you look at something like the Federal Reserve, which was created about 20 years earlier, which was essentially a trap for America, and the same year that the Federal Reserve was created, they also limited Congress, but to 435 members. And by limiting Congress, they created a bigger and bigger workload on each congressman. And so as years progressed, you know, back then it was 60,000 people per congressman. Now it's well over 800,000 people per congressman. So we're getting less representation, and we're forcing the congressmen to do stupider and stupider votes because they're basically blackmailed by corrupt people. So it's, to me, it's been a long-term corruption of American democracy and decimating the American economy with hemp. Was only one of the bigger parts of it.
Yeah, and it's wow, great conversation, David. Don't be a stranger. You've called us before. Thanks. It's interesting because by making it illegal, you think of farms and you think of the possibilities of other things, other products, which actually there are some out there, and there are regulatory limits, but there are things that you can use hemp for. And to what David was saying, the control, you know, we go back to the whole control thing, and that is part of the issue. And this is why I don't think another reason. He just gave me the other reason, or one of several. The other reason why we won't see marijuana legalized anytime in the near future. It's not going to happen because it's not really in the best interest of the people who control the game, right? And hemp is basically just the overall term for the cannabis plant. And whatever comes from the cannabis plant, it's just not pot, it's just a smoking weed. But you have oil and you have seed, you know that. You've certainly heard that. I think even on this show, we've had ads for that fiber, that kind of stuff, other things, other strains of what is often comes out of hemp, and it's refined into a bunch of different products. So he was talking about pulp, paper, that kind of thing, rope, wax, you know, that I can think of off the top of my head, but certainly a whole bunch of things, what it used to be used for, and even now what it's used for. It includes clothing, plastics, construction things, you know, biofuel is another one of them. But with if you think about other countries and market share of hemp and whatnot, in the UK, for example, it's really, really huge. In our country, you have products that are sold mostly catalog or health stores or that kind of stuff. But the you know, it's a small market, definitely. But imagine, that's another thing, imagine if across the board, you just had the legalization of marijuana, a whole bunch of things, a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of things would change. You know, we always seem to be on the verge of this, and when I say we're on the verge of something with North Korea. The, you know, all is well until it's not. And so are we going to see a test launch come out of North Korea? Are we going to see another move, some kind of a mid-range sort of missile launch, possibly lobbed out there? It looks like something is definitely waging. That's why our ships are around the Korean Peninsula, and just in case something should be miscalculated. Let's put it that way, because the rhetoric really hasn't died down. And I've said this before, why do you care? Because of the relationship with China. What happens? Something goes wrong. How far do the missiles actually reach? Best guess, maybe Alaska. Don't know for sure. Don't know that it would be more than these constant threats. But there's always the possibility of somebody messing up, somebody miscalculating what they're doing. And then that's it. There's no way to dial it down. You get what people are calling, and diplomats anyway, an accidental war. We've had a few accidental wars, haven't we? All right, that law enforcement stuff I was going to tell you about, I'm going to do it next here on America Tonight.
gardeners. Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Today I'm announcing that my office is offering a cash reward of up to $100,000 for information leading to the capture and indictment of those responsible for the deaths of Mr. and Ms. McClellan, as well as Mr. Hossie.
All right, sad, sad thing. A memorial service on Thursday for the prosecutor and his wife and Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, saying, yep, we got cash. We want that information. We want to get these killers, but good luck with that. And here we are on the flip side on America Tonight, that final turn with me, Kate Delaney. Again, a reminder, go to GCNLive.com and download the Kate Delaney app. I've had a lot of people ask me about that. Where's your app? Where can I get an app? Where can I listen? There you go. That's the place to get it. You can listen anytime you want. I love it. Love doing the app thing, right? Why not? How many apps are there out there? Millions. Apple alone has produced how many apps? Wow. Don't even want to think about it. All right, too bad there's not an app to get these guys, seriously. Chase them down, get them, bring them to justice, that kind of stuff. That's what happened. This people are just so stunned that this couple was killed after the assistant DA and some of the precautions that were taken, that at the memorial service, you had people screaming out and cheering when Chris Hessler, who was leading the service, said, chase them down, go get them, bring them to justice, take them out of the hole they came from. And the whole place stood up and sounded like they were at a ballpark. And it shows you just how shaken Texans are, how this county has been really shook up. And national attention, all of you listening across the country have heard this story. And, I mean, this is just more than heinous. There's no great adjective to attach to this. It's a shouldn't have happened story. McClellan, Mike McClellan and his wife, Cynthia, at their home on Saturday and shot to death. And Mark Hassey in a daytime shooting outside of the county courthouse. So who are the suspects? There's kind of a wide array, if you will, of potential culprits, but they still don't have that one person, They saluted a flag-draped casket, and they're hoping that they're going to be able to hogtie the people who are responsible for this. 1,000 people turned out for the public funeral. And everybody in this county, Kaufman County, they are on high alert, And, you know, one thing about this, you know, this couple, they did, especially McClellan, he wasn't going to be scared into hiding. And I guess that's the thing. He stood pretty tall, so he deserved, they deserved as a family the taps that were played, but it really should not have happened. I mean, they haven't even come close to charging anyone yet, and that's pretty scary that nobody, they haven't gotten anybody, including what happened with the other assistant DA. Let's hope. There's lots of speculation about the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas. Lots of people thinking this is exactly what happened, but the one assistant DA wasn't involved with the Aryan Brotherhood investigation. His office was one of several agencies involved in the investigation that led to the indictment of 34 alleged members of the group, including a bunch of their senior ringleaders, but no definites for him. So there's speculation at best. Speculation, but a big reward, and if somebody knows something, maybe they'll do something about it, and maybe they'll come forward and out the people. You know, let's put it that way. Man, the victim of a crime and now going to the police, and think about how they're feeling right now about this point. I would say the numbness is not wearing off. Let's put it that way. You know, all these people were targets. It wasn't a random act. And why it happened, even though the speculation might be in the right direction, it's not a definite. Maybe the money, like I said, flushes somebody out. Maybe that happens. At the beginning of the show, I was talking about a couple of things that we would throw up here and see what stuck to the wall. One thing that stuck to the wall was the poll as far as marijuana use is concerned and making it legal. It's an interesting conversation, but one that I don't think happens in this country anytime soon. Now, another interesting conversation that a lot of people are having is over the death penalty, because many, with the mistakes that have happened and have been corrected, many think the death penalty should be put away forever. But I bet you not the families of these people. A man convicted of murdering 3 men who answered a Craigslist ad to work on a cattle farm was sentenced to death on Thursday morning. They recommended that. The jury recommended that he should die for the crimes. Ralph Geiger, 56, from Akron, Ohio. Dave Pauley, 51, from Norfolk, Virginia. And Timmy Kern from Maslin, Ohio, answered the ad. They were killed in late 2011. So a jury convicted Richard James Beasley on 26 counts of aggravated murder, kidnapping, aggravated robbery, and unanimously recommended that he be sentenced to death. So the good news is they're pursuing that, sentencing him to death. And the case was so gruesome. The motive is just to steal from the people who answered the ads. That makes you a little leery. I know there's probably so many of you go on Craigslist and do business that way, but I think it's dangerous. I think it's dangerous because of the world we live in now. Who's answering the ads? Isn't that sad? Sad to be so paranoid that you have to worry about everything around you, that somebody has some sinister motivations, but it is a little dicey. You invite someone into your home or they're meeting you someplace where easily they could crack you on the head and steal your money out of your wallet or your purse or, you know, flat out whatever. Because what are you going to do? Who are you going to call after that happens? It would it'd be pretty easy to get around that, I think. I mean, it would be pretty easy to set up the whole thing, and then somebody responds and you got them because you're in a wooded area, and then somebody's got a gun to your head and you realize, whoa, cattle, I'm not working on any cattle. This is terrible and I can't get away from this guy. And then that's it. He pretty much killed them as fast as he could so he could get the money. And then that was, you know, that was it. Wow. And all they did was want to get some work because they were out of work, and they go and that's what they do. And it was a Craigslist deal. And now too often that's starting to come up more and more and more. One last thing here on a final note. This was a big story, you know. When I was a kid, my mom used to always tell me, oh, the gold is locked up in Fort Knox. How many times have you heard expressions about Fort Knox? A soldier has been actually detained for questioning in the shooting death of a civilian employee at Fort Knox. The soldier was assigned to the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, the 1st Infantry Division. The civilian was killed in a parking lot outside Fort Knox in a shooting that stemmed from some kind of a dispute. Ugh. And that was it. Just boom. The name of the person who died, they're withholding that till they get a hold of the family. Any thoughts on the show? You want to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, go to americatonight.net.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website.